Korea, talking to the super duper smart intellectuals and the Indians, who are, of course, the real Vedic ones, and the youngsters who know it all, right? Because they have really understood it. Was it Oscar Wilde who said, "I'm sorry, but I'm not young enough to know everything." So here you are, young and enthusiastic and maybe coming to ISKCON, and maybe getting respect and position and leader. Intellectual leader. It's easy to be, because there is a need for leaders, so anyone that steps in may just happen to end up in such a position somehow or other, which you then realize after a while that you thought it was a pleasurable position of prestige, power, respect, and so on. But it's a responsibility. There are expectations coming down on those shoulders. So if you hear an oldie coming down upon you saying that, hey, you don't know what you're getting yourself into, I advise you to think twice here. Be aware of what you're really taking upon yourself. Then when you are young, you may think, oh, this is just an old guy. Old man, they don't know anything. It's not fixed up the way I am. Not as sharp as I am. So, well, I guess that's why it is generally recommended and encouraged in traditional cultures, I guess all over the world, to respect the elders, to listen to the elders. And of course we have it in Indian tradition and in Christian traditions. And now I am one of those elders, and I, you know, we just say to you, and I'm not the only one here, maybe I'm just the most outspoken right now, but hey kids, we've been through many of those things that you now stumble into, you know, being temple president or being, you know, this or that position there, and launching some fantastic project and being a leader and this, and you know, having the money under your control and the people under your control and properties under your control. Now I am someone. Now I will be able to attract a beautiful Vaishnavi as my wife. And, you know, there are these things crawling around there in the mind and emotions and all that when you're young. I mean, and therefore I am also really skeptical, I must say, to young guys taking sannyas. It's more subtle than that. There are things going down there that you may not notice until you get a little older. So don't mess up your life by, again, trying to step into some kind of big, adorable position or whatever. Yes, it's just for preaching, I know, but careful. That's advice from us oldies. but also, you know, learn how to do things right from those who really are good at it. No need to reinvent the wheel. We had to do that a lot. We thought we had to. I think that was a mistake to think so, because probably the reason was we thought the karmis out there are not worth listening to or anything. Pride. Which, well, meant we had to learn by, well, the hard way, I would say. And just believe me, the hard way is hard. It's tough. And of course, if that's the way you want to learn, then you be my guest. But most people in society, for instance, when it comes to running an organization, managing properties or whatever, especially such management and administrative duties, what to speak of, teaching. People, in society, of course they don't just step out there and invent their own way of doing it. That would be very stupid, and it would be even more stupid to put such a person in a leadership position over a group of people, what to speak of a country. People who just got themselves there by basically promoting themselves there. You, of course, first check out, does this person really know how to do that, which the person takes responsibility of doing, and so on. So, and if you listen to, for instance, people like me, all these, when they give some advice now and then, you may find that it's often about that. Not that any of us oldies like to stick our noses into micromanagement, and I mean, we did that, got it up to our ears, and now, hey, we deserve a pension and spend our times reading and writing and all of that, chanting and why I sometimes raise my voice and say something, it is as an advice, a friendly advice, that, yep, you're taking up some responsibility here, fine, that's wonderful, consider yourself encouraged. But please don't do the mistake that we sometimes did. To think that you know how to do it just on your own, not having to learn. Or just learning for someone who thought like that and never really learned it well. I mean, you want to work with computers, you first learn computers. If you don't know really what you're doing, and then you take upon yourself to do computer work for others, you just make a mess for them and for yourself. If you're responsible for a group of people or properties where people live or act and so on, it's a service. The first thing required is humility, that I now have an opportunity to serve the Vaishnava, serve the devotees, serve those who now I have a certain responsibility for. Whether that might be the responsibility to maintain a building or whatever. It's an important responsibility, because if you don't carry it out properly, people will suffer. And these people are devotees. And if you think they are not, then do you have the right to judge? So you have to say it, especially when you're serving in a spiritual movement, spiritual group like that, of devotees. But yes, here I am serving the devotees, serving the Vaishnavas. And if I think that here I am, there, these funny people here, they're here to serve me or my mission or whatever, then you are in for some heavy lessons, believe me. So, well, this is basically all I have to say, and don't take it that I'm criticizing anyone, which some tend to think as soon as someone doesn't just say, yes, yes, good, good, everything fine, great, Prabhu. And yes, we old timers, all these, we can and sometimes do, and I think that's part of our responsibility. Speak out according to our convictions. But not, and I think you can understand that, you youngsters, not out of any ambition for taking over or having control or enjoying something, some resources that you would like to have, as if we were threatening you. Not at all. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if I can just live the way I do now, continue like this, I'm just completely happy and satisfied. I mind my own business. And we were talking, a few of us good brothers my age, and the others said the same. So it's going to be interesting to see how the future plays out.